We've made our submission to the municipality of Grey Highlands to repurpose the former Talisman Resort lands into a state-of-the-art health and wellness community, which will include a very large Nordic spa, as well as a hotel that will house the many people who we expect to be using the spa.
Brian, tell us about the genesis of this project, where you started and how long the process has been.
Well, it's been a long process, Fred. We've been working on this for 10 years now. When we purchased the land from the municipality, our vision at the time was to do a small spa and to repurpose the existing buildings to support the spa, and then as the years have gone on, as we've done a lot of homework, as we've done a lot of planning and a lot of consulting work, as well as listening to the community, we found that what was happening was that the business plan for a smaller spa with the existing hotel was not a viable plan. So what we decided to do is go back to the drawing board with the same concepts idea of people being able to come to the Beaver Valley and stay and play in a natural environment, keeping that all the same, but focusing on how we can make a business plan work to bring people to the area. So we've gone to a more dynamic spa than we had originally planned, and because of that, we've also added more restaurants to the to the mix. We've added more amenities as well, and then the, like I said, the corresponding hotel to accommodate the users. Unlike a lot of these Nordic spas, they're primarily day trippers, people coming in for a couple of hours and then leaving, so creating a lot of traffic, whereas ours are going to be primarily people staying at the hotel that will be using the spa, as well as some of the local community as well, but the primary user will probably be mostly people staying in the spa for a night, two nights, three nights, taking advantage of the beautiful scenery and the landscape of the Beaver Valley.
Brian Ellis is our guest. We're talking about Talisman Properties. Is there a model that you're trying to follow, or is this a unique concept that just keeps growing to the point where we're at now?
No, it's actually a brand new model, to be honest with you, Fred. It's one of those things that there are Nordic spas in Quebec and Ontario and out west, but all of them are primarily built for day trippers coming in for the day. There's a large one that just opened up in Whitby, Ontario, which is in the middle of a city, and they're talking about building the one out on Ontario Place. But those are specifically for people just coming in for a couple of hours, spending some time enjoying the spa, and then getting back in their car and going home or going somewhere else. Whereas ours is going to be a health and wellness community where people will be able to come and stay there, experience the spa, experience the quaintness of the Beaver Valley, and just feel better about themselves, feel better about the area, and explore nature while they're still being able to take advantage of the spa treatments as well.
Brian, once, sometimes twice a year, I'll go to La Scandinave, which is just outside of Collingwood. How different will your property be, and how massively different will your property be?
Well, a Nordic spa is essentially what the Scandinave is. It is a Nordic spa. It's very much similar to the Nordique Spa in Gatineau, Quebec, and the Therma Spa in Whitby. They all vary in sizes. The Scandinav, I've been there many times. I've enjoyed it immensely over the years, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing this. And we thought that this would be a perfect match for the Beaver Valley because of the vistas, because of the quietness of the valley, and it's going to be very similar to the Scandinav spa in that it's the outdoor pools and whatnot. What we're expanding is a lot more in the areas of other amenities to it: sensory rooms, salt caves, more pools, more waterfalls. So it's a much larger development than the Scandinav is at this current point in time.
Last couple of questions for Brian Ellis, Talisman Properties, and we thank him for joining us today on Home Base. Discussions with the community, what's been the feedback, positive, and some obstacles that you think you might have to work your way around?
Well, you know what, we've been listening to the community as they've been talking about some of the other developments in the area. I think we have a pretty good understanding of where most in the community feel, what their thoughts are as far as development in the Beaver Valley. And that's why what we did is we brought in a renowned architect, Paul Raff, who's done a lot of things internationally. He's done some really unique projects working with the environment. So what he did is we had him design the project so it'd be the least intrusive to the community as humanly possible. What we've done, for example, is right now we have a bunch of abandoned buildings and a very large multi-level gravel parking lot that makes up the former Talisman Resort. All of that space will be utilized without taking any more space out of the community or out of the landscape for the development. So all of our development will be on the existing development space of the former resort. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be actually building multiple layers of I'm going to say on ground, but actually in ground parking, so that all the parking for all of the cars that are coming in and out of the spa will be hidden from view. You won't see them. You won't see the service vehicles. You won't hear that beep, beep, beep as the trucks are backing up. So the whole idea is to make it functional, make it quiet, and make it fit nicely into the Beaver Valley to make a world-class health and wellness community without disrupting the local environment.
When you're done, I guess I should ask first your time frame, finally. Where are you in the project, and do you have a completion date, a target date?
All right, right now we've made our submission. We have to do a zoning bylaw amendment change for the spa because of the size and scope of what we're doing. So that was already submitted back in the end of July. So we're waiting for that to come back to us with initial comments. Once we get the amendment deemed complete, the submission deemed complete, then what our plans are is we want to go out to the community ourselves as well as to the town. We're setting up a website, and the website is going to have a lot of the information about the spa, how it was developed, what it's going to look like, how it's going to feel, how it's going to affect the community. And what we want to do is we're going to reach out to the community and have everybody have a chance to review that and make comments and give us their feedback as to what they like, what they don't like, and so that we can make some adjustments here and there to try and make it, like I said, the best fit for the Beaver Valley.